This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 305 for Monday, March 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Monday morning, with gains in the front months and losses in the new crop contracts. Canola down $3 to up nearly $3, the May contract up $2.60 at $803.70 per ton. New crop November down $2.10 at $631.20. The underlying fundamentals of tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand remained supportive to start the week, although new crop months turned lower amid expectations for increased acres this spring. Ongoing strength in world vegetable oil markets also helped underpin canola, but Chicago soybeans and soy oil turned lower, and that weighed on the deferred positions as well. Scale up farmer hedges and ideas canola is looking overpriced at current levels also pressured values. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while both corn and wheat are posting gains. Soybeans down 5 cents in the May contract at $14.08 per bushel. Dry regions of Argentina received much-needed rain over the weekend. That helped improve yield prospects for soybeans there. However, production estimates out of the country continued to be revised lower despite this late season moisture. U.S. crush data for February will be released later today, and any surprises could sway the futures. General expectations are for another record crush for the month. Corn is higher in early activity. While the moisture in Argentina was also bearish for the grain, the move higher in neighboring wheat today helped pull corn up as well. May corn up 5 cents at $5.44 per bushel. Wheat is up across the board, recovering from overnight losses. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in the May contract at $6.38 per bushel. Kansas City up 2 cents in May at $6.05 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 3 cents in the May contract at $6.41.5. Rain and snow across the U.S. plains over the weekend had sent wheat prices down to one-month lows overnight, as that moisture was welcome for winter wheat crops as they exit dormancy. However, more precipitation will be needed, and wheat managed to bounce higher. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.